Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang kababayan nating may side hustle na online bakery mula sa Canberra, si Kate Samson. Hi! Hi Kate! Kamusta?
Hi Teta! How are you? I'm good!
Kailan nagsimula itong side hustle na to?
Nagsimula to no pandemic. Wala talaga akong background sa cooking. As in, hindi ako marunong magluto. Wala, hindi ako lumalapit sa kitchen actually. And nung nag-asawa ko, napilitan akong magluto ng mga basic para lang survive. Just to keep everyone fed, right? Tapos nung pandemic, there was a time na walang bread sa grocery. Eh, yung mga anak ko, grabe lumamo ng tinapay. So sabi ko, hindi pwede maubusan ng bread sa grocery. So nag-search ako sa YouTube, ganyan, parang paano ba, paano ba? And then yung best friend ko from the Philippines, she said, uy, ano, mag-zoom tayo, tapos tayo, bake session. Tapos actually, because of that, yung parang, let's do that, nung ginawa namin yun, parang saya pala, nakakatuwa na can actually make something. So doon nag-kickstart yung interest. There was a need. And then luckily, friend reached out and sabi niya, oh, mag-tayo ng something. Doon na spark yung interest ko. And I just started like following some Instagram influencers, researching in YouTube, ganyan. Paano maggawa ng bread or sourdough, ganyan. Tapos from there, nagsanga-sanga na siya.
Ang galing. So sino ang nagsabi sa'yo na, you know what, let's make a side hustle out of this?
Yung umbisa, parang wala lang. Parang, okay, may mga a few months na wala, hobby lang talaga to. Kasi syempre, hindi naman maganda agad pag-umbisa, diba? Parang hindi mo nga ma-identify na tinapay pa. Tapos, nung mga after siguro a year, merong nagsabi na, alam mo, pagkakitaan mo to, kasi sayang. Kasi, and then that time, nag-progress na ako to macarons, croissants, meron pang ang piyaya, cheese rolls. So sabi na ako, sige, pagkakitaan. Sinabi yon ng mga friends ko na, sige, someone should be paying you for this. Kasi minsan, libre eh, ganyan-ganyan. So nag-start ako doon. May friend ako na nag-order ng cheese rolls. Sabi niya, oy, mother, ano, order mo ng cheese roll. Ganun. So sabi niya, masarap actually, alam mo, pwedeng ibenta. Tapos doon ako napaisip. Tapos may mga ibang friends ako na suggest na, oh, ito dapat yung pangalan, ganyan, Kikay Cakes. Kahit hindi naman ako nagbibenta ng cakes, diba? Pero kasi, yun yung personal IG handle ko, yung Kikay Cake. Parang, alam mo yun, there was a play of names there. So sabi ko, ay, pwede, ganyan. Tapos, there's a Filipino here na graphic artist, tinulungan niya ako sa logo. So medyo, it was a process. But then I wanted to do it properly. So I got food permit for a home kitchen. Yung setup ko, wala akong physical store. So what I would do, I would open pre-orders and sometimes I would deliver to them or pick up nila dito sa bahay. Tapos naka-create na ako ng steady clientele. So there was a point in time where I supplied croissants to coffee shop that's also Filipino-owned. And then si Kim of Lolo and Lola would help promote also my products. So alam mo yon, parang like I said, it's a process and yung community talaga nakapag-help sa akin na makapag to extend that reach at maging aware sila na meron palang ganito. So also, nagjo-join ako ng mga markets, kanyan, if time permits.
If time permits, natin a side hustle to. So I want to know, ano ang iyong primary employment? So,
ang primary employment ko, I have a 9-to-5 job as a marketing manager for a cybersecurity company. Tapos, on weekends, dun ko talaga nagagawa itong aking baking because I feel it's more of a creative outlet for me. But when you work in marketing, ubus na ubus ka. Sa buong linggo, ubus na ubus ka. So parang feeling mo, grabe, tuyot ang creative juices. So ito, apart from, you know, the money side of things, it's more of a creative exercise for me. And nanonotice ko, kunyari, meron akong mga campaigns that I need to do for work or may mga kailangan paggamitan ng 120% brain capacity. Magbibake ako ng tinapay or magbibake ako ng something kasi I feel like I'm in the flow and mas nakakapag-isip ako, nakakapag-generate ka ng mga ideas. Pag may mga big seasons coming up. So, kunyari Christmas or New Year or Valentine's Day or Mother's Day, yon, nag-open ako ng mga seasonal pre-orders.
Meron bang risks of going into this kind of business, even if it's just a side hustle?
Merong risk, yes. But I would say low risk because ako naman, I know in myself that hindi pa siya full-scale investment talaga for me kasi yung meron akong mga syempre mixer, ganyan. I have an oven. I have some, all of these materials, no, and tools of the trade. And I would only go into it with calculated risk, like overstock or overbake, because ayokong may inventaryo ako at baka masira, ganyan. So kaya lagi akong pre-orders. And I would always time it, like there's always a 2-week lead time sa lahat ng pre-orders na to. A lot of planning also goes into that, like would make sure na yung mga ingredients ko ay available. So there's risk, but there's, it's also low risk. And in fact, earlier this year, I was contemplating, what if I extend my kitchen, just, you know, build a, let's say, a container kitchen, lalagay sa backyard, just so that is just my own space and I can really bake as much as I want, maybe expand the market a little bit and get a few ngayon, coffee shops na I would steadily supply to. But then again, like I said, that would really entail a lot of investment. But for now, in the works of calculating and identifying kung magkano capital and how I can raise that. But I can say it's very rewarding as well, especially when you join markets, because like siyang ubos. Kasi meron na akong clients na would regularly order, but walang masyadong competitor dun sa mga goods na binibenta ko, like macarons. There really is an opportunity there. And I find that there's a market for mga artisanal products. So sometimes, ayaw nila yung mga store-bought, ganun. Parang other people would want yung talagang yung home-bake. Yun. Tapos, nakakatawa rin because may mga, even the Aussies would be adventurous to try mga Filipino baked goods like cheese rolls, ganun, piaya. Alam mo yun, yung may mga customers ako ng macarons that they would ask like, what's this, piaya? But yeah, it's rewarding. And then actually, yung mga iba kong mga nabili na equipment, it came from the earnings that I had previously. I tried to, you know, reinvest that kahit maliit, but I would always have this mindset na let money work for you.
Do you ever plan to scale the business?
Oh, syempre gusto ko, no? Alam mo, talagang, I guess it's really, it's become a passion now because I wanted to not only scale it like physically, but also upskilling. Like if I have the money, I would definitely go into Cordon Bleu and maybe polish the technique, really learn about breads and pastries. Eh, excite ako. Tapos, just plans, but you know, God willing, if that's somewhere that he wants me to go also, and it would be a good, no, parang fallback. Nothing is certain, but what if, let's say at 60 or 65, magre-retire na ako, o di, meron na lang akong small bake shop or small coffee shop or small supplies company na magsuservice sa mga existing bake shops here.
Ganyan. Do you listen to customer feedback?
So for me, talagang that loop, that feedback loop is important. In fact, when I had time during the pandemic, when I had this Christmas gift box in that form na, how did you find it? Like pricing-wise, was it crunchy, crispy, parang ganun. May mga questions, of course, no, that will lend insight into what they liked about the product and also what I could further improve on the product. I asked them, like, you know, future flavors, pairings na you wanna taste or you wanna see with the macarons, ganun. I take that really seriously. Of course, meron ding mga magbibigay ng opinions or there would be complaints na, ay, ganito, ganyan. So ako, it's always with a grain of salt. I go into there with a mindset that you can't please everybody, but I just want to make sure that I give the best. So that's why ayoko talagang naglalabas ng produkto ng hindi mag-agree with me or walang pakialam. Sige, if I need to throw this whole batch, if hindi to okay with my quality assurance, hindi ko lalabas. Kaya, kasi ayoko ng, it's my name out there.
Final message, Kate, sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or dun sa mga gustong magtayo ng negosyo.
Oh my gosh, you have to start somewhere, no matter how small. You just need to take that first step. We can plan, we can forecast, we can, you know, do all this analysis. But at the end of the day, kailangan may action. So kahit magsimula ka lang na, okay, bibili ako ng mixer at bibili ako ng isang pirasong baking tray para mapag-bake ako, or bibili ako ng maliit na oven, itatry lang, ganyan. You can start small. From small things, big things grow. Ayan, commercial yan ako. Just take that small step. And then market through your contacts. Leverage on your social media. Because wala ka pang budget eh. So yung social media mo muna. O, diba? dun ka, i-leverage mo yan. And then, ask the help of your friends or contacts if they can, you know, spread the word. And then from there, I believe it will have its own motion. Things will move and you can decide accordingly how you would want to leverage that movement.
Maraming salamat kay Kate Samson. Sa uulitin, Kate, thank you.
Thank you, Teta.
At tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.